The Gemara says in Megillah, where is our Megillah then? The reason why Noshim Achayavos is because Afim Hoyibosanes. Okay, I think we're all familiar with that. But Afim Hoyibosanes has two Pirushim. And one Pirush is the common one that we understand, which is that since they were all part of the being saved, so they're all Chayv and Shevach. Okay, that's one pshat. But then there's another pshat that the Rashbam quotes, and that Rashi has in Shabbos. Did you find the place in Shabbos? Yeah, Rashi has it in Shabbos, and it's brought around in many places. Yeah, that Afein Hoyabos Hanes. So Pirush Rashbam, Tosfos is on Daf Dalet Amud Aleph. She ikir hanes hoya al yodon bepurim al yedei Esther, bechanukah al yedei Yehudas, bepesach shebeschus sitkanios shebos hador nigalu. So Tosfos doesn't like that shot. And Tosfos l'kach nirali she'afein hoya boso sofik t'lahashmid u'laharog. They were also in danger. V'chein b'Pesach she'yom mishubados l'far b'Mitzrayim. V'chein b'Chanukah gzer oisam o'od aleihen. Because they were noshim. So so you have two pshatim. The Rashbam's pshat again is that ikir haneis hod al yadon. That's that Chanukah was Yehudis and Purim was Esther, etc. So somebody asked me a very good question. They asked me that what is the... I can understand if Afin Abbasanis means that we're all in danger, so Yechayev and Shevach. But what does it mean, Afin Abbasanis, that the Nes was Nasus al Yodon? So therefore what? So because it was Nasus al Yodon, so therefore the Chayev more in... And if I have to do it, I mean, what is the relationship between that tam and the fact that they're chayiv in the mitzvah of Chanukah, the mitzvah of Megillah? I mean, okay, it's very nice that they helped out, or they were very active in the and actively involved. But why does that make them more chayiv? Right? Yeah, it's a good question. It's a good question. Yeah, Henoch asked me that question. It's a very good question. So I was thinking about another area came to my mind. The area in Pirkei Avos. So you got a Pirkei Avos here. Give me the Pirush of the Rabbeinu Yonah I need. Yes, in Pirkei Avos, in the second parak, in Yud, it says, "Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai kibul mehilu mishamai." Who are you, Omer? In lamadat Torah harbe al tachzik tov la'atzmacha. Ki lekach natzorta. Okay. So what does it mean? So the Rabbeinu Yonah says, Sha'adayin ato betchila, umosai tasig ato emtza v'arasof, ki ha-Torah aruka me'eretz mido, u'rechava mone yom, ve'ein ha-sogas ha-eno shecholu agia la-kotza achara. V'kama kol odom meruchok m'mena, ve'eich yachzik tovu la'atzmo, v'lo osa Torah achas mone elef, mimash yesh l'asos. In other words, since Torah is so broad and so deep, so nobody could ever say that he even came to halfway of the knowledge of Torah. Okay? And ain asagas anishichal lahagia lekotz acharon. And he's meruchak from finishing Torah. He has difficulties. Everybody that learns Torah knows that they have more difficulties than solutions. So he says, so how can you be machzik tova to yourself? How can you feel a sense of haughtiness or self-aggrandizement? So because, in other words, what he's saying is something that you don't know. You can't feel a sense of self-aggrandizement. What was that? I'm a big scholar. What do you know? Nothing. So he can't feel haughtiness. Okay, that's one shot. Then he goes on, he says, Ki lekach no tzarta, HaKadosh Baruch Hu lo himtziacha yesh meyayin rak lasos tzaroso. V'gam mizeh hatam ein lecha lachzik tov latzmecha. Im asisa tora harbe, ki lekach no tzarta. U'moshel lebal chov shepare es chova. It's a moshel to bal chov that pay back his debt. V'chi machzikin lo tov al zeh. The guy pays back his debt. So what do you say? You give him a big yeshikayach. I mean, it was a debt, he owed it. He should be happy the guy lent the money to him, and now he's paying it back. It's the least he could do. Be just. Okay. V'zos amid the gamkein hi al ha-mitzvos. She'im asis ha-mitzvos har be'al tachzik tov ha-atzmacha. Ki lekach no tzarto. So a person can't feel self-aggrandizement with something that is natural for him to do. Correct? So it's like a person that's parei chovo. Okay, so there are a few chazal that don't see. Let me ask you, so my question is a person allowed to feel, why can't he feel, but I still am superior? Because other people aren't even parei chovo. Because they're not just lova rosh v'lo yishalim. Well, let me take a Gemara on Brachas. Gemara on Brachas says, He's got it. Yeah. Okay, so the Gemara says on Daf Dal and Amud Aleph, Gemara says that David Shomer Nafshi Ki Chaser Ani Kach Amar David Lefnei Hakadosh Baruch Hu Ribono Shel Olam Lo Chaser Ani. Shekol malchei mizrachu mayrov yishenim at shalosh yos v'ani chatzos laylo akum lahodos l'cha v'yidach kach amar David ne'akadosh Baruch Hu Ribono shel Olam lo chaser ani shekol malchei mizrachu mayrov yoshvim agudas bekvodom v'ani yodai meloch lochos bedamu b'shvir b'shilyo kidei latar ish el abaylo V'lo'od, el'kol ma'asheni yos, ani nimloch b'mefiboshes. Whatever I do, I ask mefiboshes. Rebbe, v'omer lo mefiboshes, Rebbe, yofa danti, yofa chayavta, yofa zachisa, yofa taharti, yofa temesi, v'lo boshti. Okay, so he says he wasn't ashamed, even if mefiboshes would correct him and would say that you didn't do right. He says, "Bedvar ba'aloch hayotz mipiv hayaboshes l'David shepa'omim hayatoa v'hu omer lo ta'isa." So he says that therefore I'm really a chassid. What happened to shelakach nasarta? That he, whether it's mitzvahs or whether it's Torah, it's the right thing. Ta'isa, that's right. You're looking for the truth, aren't you? And the other things that he's doing is the same thing. So it sounds like you have two chazal that are so to each other. On the one hand, we say Shelakach Natsarto, and you can't be Machzik Tovel Atzmo. You can't feel any good sense about yourself. On the other hand, you find that David Melech says, look at the other Melech. Look what they're doing, and look at me, compare them. I'm a chassid. And not only that, I'm not ashamed to bring in somebody that embarrasses me, tells me I made a mistake in halacha. So that's I'm a very high level. Yeah, but that's the right thing to do. Lekach nazarta. So it seems like it's a steer. But the question is, in general, is a Talmud Chacham allowed to feel a certain satisfaction that he's on a higher plane than other people? So you have several Gemaras that indicate that. Like this one Gemara in Bava Kamma, I believe it is, which says, I think it was Rav, that somebody passed him by, somebody who was smaller than him, passed him by on a camel. So, Schol Shadaite, bothered him. So then he went over them and he said, no, I didn't see you. I didn't mean to do it. I didn't see you. So what would he care? And then you have a Gemara in Sota that says that one time a Chacham went to a certain town to give a shir, and he felt bad because the people left his shir, went to another shir. I mean, what's going on? I mean, why should he? Lekach Natsarto, what are you feeling bad about? Yeah. So it looks like a steer. But Gemara Harios. You mean the Rambam story? That's Rambam story, yeah. And he said he reached the highest level, but somebody urinated on him and it didn't bother him. But that's good. But I'm asking from the other Gemara, so it's difficult. Okay? No, Harius, you mean the end of Harius? Yeah, we have enough. Okay. So, what I want to say is like this, that there are two frameworks that a person lives in. Even a great Talmud Chacham also is a human being and lives in two frameworks. One framework is the relative and how one status is relative to somebody else. And the other framework is the absolute. So what the Mishnah is saying in Avos, al tachzik, like Chazal, I just want to mention one more Chazal. Chazal say, by Voschanan al Hashem, tzaddikim are not mispalo because of their righteousness. And it says that the Sefer Nehemiah was not called by his name because he kept on saying, Zechor Elokai L'Toivo. Zechor, at the end of Perek Chesda. Zechor Elokai L'Toivo. He mentioned it a few places. So he brought up his chusim, his machzik tovel atzmo. So that's why the Sefer wasn't given his name, was given the name of Ezra. Okay. So what I want to say is like this, that everybody, even a big Talmud Chacham, lives in two frameworks, the relative framework, which is the human framework, and he can't get out of it. And then there's also the absolute framework. So the Mishnah in Avos, when it says, Al tachzik tovel atzmocha ki lekach natzarta, that's the absolute framework. That means that in the absolute framework, you cannot feel that you did anything outstanding, because what'd you do? You did what's good for you. Perei chovo. On the contrary, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it to you, and insofar as you do mitzvahs and machzik v'dasi, perei chovo. So there's nothing to brag about, nothing to feel self-esteem about. But nevertheless, a person also lives in the world of the relative. In the relative world, he can be machzik Tovel Atzmo, like David HaMelech. He can be, because he's a human being, and since he's only human, he can't be oblivious to the reality of the relative, and he can't help feeling, and he's allowed to feel a certain sense of pride. that he follows the Derech HaTorah where others don't, and he's allowed to feel upright. So, but of course, that's not the highest level of existence. That's insofar as he's rooted in the relative. But even Chazal couldn't pull themselves out totally from the world of the relative. That's why when he passed them by on the Gomel, it's Chol Shadaita, he felt bad, and somebody came to give a shiur and nobody showed up, he felt bad. He's a human being. He is in the world of the relative. It's not the best world to be in. You should strive insofar as you can to put yourself in the absolute as much as possible. But nonetheless, the world of the relative does exist. Yeah, and that's right. Ani Ras V'Hem Ras V'Hem, that's good. It's good. Right, that's good. Very good. And also, you have much of Tehillim Dovid HaMelech says that I'm different than others, and he's Meshabech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That, but he also mentions his, he also looks at it like a something that he's proud of himself. So, the question that I want to ask, the pivotal question is, on Purim, are we allowed to feel victory or not? L'Hashem HaYeshua. We are nothing. We're absolutely nothing. And therefore, since we're zero, and God brought about the Yeshua, and we can't even take pride in it, so we have no right to we have a right to rejoice that God remembered us, but we have no right to feel that we ourselves should be proud of ourselves. So I say, no, that's not true. That on Purim, you're allowed to feel victory. And the victory is because, of course, we follow, you can't say kochi votsum yogi, that's an issue. But if you feel victory because you follow the Derech Hashem and the Derech HaTorah, and others didn't, namely Malchei Paras u'Modai, so therefore you're permitted to feel to be Machzik Tova La'atzma, because that's the world of the relative. Conquest is the relative. Can't escape that. There's no conquest if there's no relative. So in the world of the relative, when we succeed, we can feel pride. That's mutter. Because the pride, like I said, the pride can't be kafi vasim yadi, but the pride could be relative. We were zocha to be nigal, and relative to the others, there's a reason for it. Because we followed the Derech Hashem and they didn't. Okay. So that's what I believe the answer is. The answer, the original question was that how come, Rabbi Bold's question was, what does it have to do with what the Rashbam says? That since what? That since the Noshim accomplished the Nais, so therefore they have to celebrate it. What's it got to do with it? But the answer now is very simple. Because since they accomplished the Nais, they were the victors. So relative to the vanquished, they were superior. So that's the world of the relative. So they have to feel over there a sense of pride. And that's why they're mechuyev to be mekayim the mitzvos. Because they are allowed to have pride, relative pride, vis-a-vis the enemy. Okay, that I believe is a pshat in the Rashbam, and it's an old pshat. Of course, Rashi brings it down in Shabbos, and it's brought down in many places. Okay, Tosfos disagrees. There's big machlekes, but the pshat isn't just the Rashbam's pshat. It's a well-known pshat. Okay, yes.
That way you have to...
That's correct. Moshe Anav Miyod Mikol Adam Asher Pnei Adama means that he was never in the world with a relative. But that's only Moshe Rabbeinu. Yes. Yeah, Maro. Maro Kachamu Agiyalei. Maro Mordechai, Maro Achashverosh, Maro Esther. So that is the world of the relative. So there is nothing wrong with that over here. It's not like telling a person just to participate in self-aggrandizement. Over here it's telling him, you are in the world of the relative, and over here, this world of the relative leads to Shvachah Shomakal. So you have to do it.
Is that essentially like
the
Shira
Chara? Yeah, right. That's correct. That's correct, yeah. It is essential. In other words, insofar as a person is in the world of the relative, he's mechuyev to take that amount of energy that he has invested there and bring it out in terms of shvach ha-shamachal. Okay? You have by Miriam Anavio, where she sang also, and by Yamsuf, because it's different. It's different. Yeah, it's interesting that that very Mishnah ends in the
world.
Harry Burstyn mentioned it. It's interesting that that very Mishnah ends in the world of the relative. Because he talks about the Asher Yolatato, and this one is this source. So to show you that you need both.